Look, we're rolling. See that? I updated the app and it's got that little sequencer in it. Like, what? So, this is the type of quality programming that you get. Martin and I are talking about halftime and now you're going to listen to it. I don't even know how to feel. Like, here's my first thing. Like, they gave 3 points away right there. Mm-hmm. And then we gave it right back to them. And then
gave it right back.
So, like, the universe balanced or something like that.
Yeah, conservative play calling there at the end of the half. Which I guess I understand, but at the same time, I really don't, because you're 4-7. You know, there's about a minute left. Yeah, it would have been 95 yards, but with the ability of, you know, Nathan and Steve Hull, and certainly when you see the end result where Northwestern winds up with a field goal anyways.
And almost a touchdown.
And almost a touchdown. In hindsight, you say, well, yeah, why don't you go for it? But that seems to be, I don't know.
I don't know how it, like, I still don't know. Would you have gone for a touchdown? What, did they have 7 seconds before the field goal?
Yeah, they had 7 seconds. I think there was enough time there for a shot at the end zone by Northwestern.
Yeah.
Certainly when you're at the 9-yard line, why not throw it into the end zone one time? You should certainly have some time left on the clock.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, that in that instance, it worked in Illinois' favor because Northwestern did a really nice job of throwing the ball all around in the first half, you know, crossing routes. And it seems like when the pressure hasn't gotten to Simeon, which is most all the time, guys have been running open.
And what it was, they got like 200 – there's the stats. What's their passing yards? 269 at halftime?
269 yards passing for Northwestern at the half.
Goodness.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Oh, can we just talk about this for a second?
The mini card stunt? Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
We'll take a picture of that. This is quality programming right now. I'm recording with my phone, but I'm also taking a picture of the card stunt because that's just... Well, see, they've done it at every game since 1950. Yeah.
So they have
something.
To do it. It's Thanksgiving break, and the football team has struggled, and there's not a lot of enthusiasm, so there's not a big student section, not a big student turnout.
But see, is that supposed to be? I mean, if the whole section is.
It's a collage.
Okay.
Just go with it.
Okay. But
they laid the cards out on top to spell out seniors.
Yes.
All right.
That's
the visual effect they're going for.
That's fantastic. Okay, so
let's focus on the game.
So we've got, thank you. So we got two bad teams.
Don't make this about Block Eye.
Okay, let's not make it about Block Eye. God bless those kids driving.
That's right.
Driving in for the cold.
Be thankful for the ones that are here.
Yep. Two bad football teams. One trying to avoid a winless Big Ten season.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a blah game.
It's kind of a blah game.
What do you want to see in the second half?
What I want to see in the second half is I want to see everything in the kitchen sink thrown at Northwestern, because why not? Have Bill Cubitt empty out the trick playbook. We haven't really seen any trick plays here. I think one thing that's helped out the Illinois offense is the fact that Josh Ferguson has been somewhat effective on the ground.
Yep.
I'll look for Steve Hull to get peppered with a lot of targets, because why not?
Yep.
It'd be nice to get him to 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah.
I don't know, and defensively, I want to see more aggression. They're sitting back too much, and any time they're only rushing 3 or 4 guys, the pressure's just absolutely not at all. You know, right now, you know, Simeon's on pace to pass for over 500 yards. I think his previous career high might have been like 300 or something like that. So defensively, they need to take a few more chances, because Northwestern will just sit back and pick apart the Illini all day. Actually, you know, talking about the defense, the run defense in the first half, when they've handed it off to the running backs, they pulled it a couple times and had some success, but they've done a nice job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been an improvement. Now, Northwestern is not a great running team, but the Illinois defense against the run has been fine, but Northwestern's converted several third downs, and we can't afford to just sit back in coverage because we can drop 8 and they'll still get 16 yards.
Yep. You know what? I found myself watching this game, and I'm already just thinking about next year. Like, I'm watching, like on defense, I'm watching TJ Neal.
Right.
I'm watching Darius Mosley. Like, I'm not even watching the ball. Like, I don't know why. I mean, we should be winning. This is a rivalry game. We're playing for the Lol hat, and here I am. You know, here I am, like, already thinking about next year. But, you know, it just seems like that kind of game. Like, you know, the emotion sucked out and everything else. So,
I'll let you have the last word. I think it's going to come down to turnovers in the end, because neither defense can really stop the opposing offense. Hopefully Illinois comes up with that turnover, and the turnover fairy graces us.
That's right. That's right.
On this final day of the Illinois 2013 season.
So I'm going to stop this recording right now, and Martin and I are going to do our chant for the turnover fairy, and we're going to burn some incense, and then she's going to show up.
Okay.
Go Illini.
You go.